The edge of now. The new moon in fixed air on the 9th of February 2024. In the intimate embrace of a dimly lit stage, little spirit stood, a lone siren, poised on the edge of infinity. Shutting out the hushed anticipation of the audience, she closed her eyes, so not to lose herself from this moment in a wild cacophony of what-ifs. As her lashes met, a universe unfolded within, an ephemeral sanctuary where time was but a distant memory, and the essence of her soul merged seamlessly with the quiet, invisible tone of the cosmos. Time elongated, what seemed like an eternity of silence palpably lingered before the first note trembled in the air. In that suspended moment, the world outside ceased to exist, and the only reality was the vast terrain of her own creative landscape. The sonorous pulse of her heartbeat synchronized with the soft strumming of the guitar strings, and she felt their vibrations resonate through the core of her being. Her breath, deep and deliberate, the space between the heartbeats widened, an expansive canvas awaiting the brushstrokes of her melodic artistry. She surrendered to the cadence, transcending the boundaries of self as she soared into the boundless expanse of the now. Each syllable she uttered was just like a prayer, a whispered invocation that echoed through the chambers of souls assembled to witness the divine alchemy of sound and spirit. The timbre of her voice crafted pure awe, her vocal cords becoming the loom upon which enchanted dreams were spun. It was as if she swayed on the precipice of eternity, unburdened by the weight of judgment and untouched by the chill of fear. Her fingers, caressing the microphone like a lover's touch, became the conduits of raw emotion. Notes cascaded like waterfalls, painting ephemeral landscapes that only the hearts attuned to the rhythm of the now could perceive. The boundary between artist and audience blurred. The collective breath of those in attendance became one with the melody, a symbiotic dance between creation and witness. Surrendering to the divine currents of inspiration, riding the waves of creativity without restraint, the lyrics, like incantations, emerged from the depths of her soul. Her voice echoed through the auditorium, carving pathways into the hearts of those who listened without prejudice. As the final notes hung in the air, a lingering resonance, she opened her eyes. The veil between worlds lifted, and she stood bathed in the aftermath of sonic magic. The audience, enraptured and spellbound, slowly returned from this timeless sanctuary she had woven. And in that shared breath of anticipation, she knew that she had touched the sublime, and the memory of the now would linger like a fragrance in the hearts of those who bore witness to the unfolding of her spirit wings. Time is an elusive wisp, a fabric woven not in linear threads, but in the ethereal dance of moments unchained. Seldom frequented, there is a place where the past does not shackle and the future does not beckon with uncertainty. It is in this place that the constraints of cause and effect dissolve into the infinite possibilities of becoming, and the essence of your existence unfurls across the tapestry of all timelines. In this timeless expanse, every heartbeat resonates with the collective pulse of existence. There is no yesterday to haunt, no tomorrow to chase. There is only the symphony of the present playing in harmonious synchrony with the rhythm of the universe. It's a sanctuary where the burdens of regret and the weight of anticipation evaporate, leaving behind a pure, unadulterated essence. And that place is called the now. In the now, your sense of self is not confined to a singular moment, but stretches across the vast canvas of existence. It's the place of gathering, where the echoes of past triumphs reverberate, where the resilience forged in moments of adversity become an indomitable force, and where the dreams of the future materialize as ethereal possibilities waiting to be embraced, all converging, merging, and becoming one. The sense of linear causality crumbles, the concept of before and after loses its grip on the imagination, and the confines of time expands, transcending the limitations of a singular reality. It is in that expansion the fullest extent of your potentiality is actualized, as the past becomes stepping stones. Future aspirations emerge as guiding stars, and all converges. Between the waves of time, now is a place where the self is not bound by the limitations of a single narrative, but is free to explore the kaleidoscope of identities that reside within, opening you up to a perpetual voyage of self-discovery, a continuous exploration of the ever-unfolding layers of your being. It is in the now that the fullest extent of you is no longer a fixed destination, but an ever-evolving landscape, a mosaic of potentialities waiting to be embraced, regardless of the constraints imposed by yesterday or the expectations of tomorrow. Hidden within the iconography of the glyph of this oft misunderstood zodiacal sign, between the two waveforms of the waters of consciousness, lies the hard to reach now. Floating in the bubbles of air within the dark celestial ocean of the firmament and the deep blue of Terra, the two oscillating wavelengths parallel to each other, the now is an invisible vibration that permeates all of creation, even if it is a place that we float through. We look up and see our future skies. We look down and feel the land we have walked upon. But rarely do we pause and breathe in the moment wherein everything just is. That place, the space between the waves of linear time, is the space called fixed air. A landscape of inner awareness, colloquially known as Aquarius. Our being is encouraged to move, as depicted in this glyph, as most are drawn to the ascent and descent of the waves rather than the space in between. And when you listen to music, you have to switch off your anticipatory hunger, memory associations, and settle into the moment, allowing the rhythm, the tonality, and the emotions move through you, opening you up to a fuller, more rich experience of time. A place where time is suspended, it bends, it elongates, and merges timelines, dimensional space, and all infinite possibilities of actualization. It is through the Aquarian consciousness that time alters, no longer adhering to the illusion of linearity. It is here that time's arrow is suspended, and a portal beyond time is opened. A place where there is no control. A space where the emotions just flow. A world wherein your being sways into the rhythm generated by the merging of self with the moment. It is a place where regret of things past and anxiety of things to come are forgotten. And a place where the heart is stirred, the soul uplifted, and the spirit animated. So close your eyes, just as little spirit did, and surrender into the moment. Give permission to your mind to switch off and be present, truly present. All you need to do is to show up and give all of you to the moment. Your past has shaped you, but it is not you, and no longer is alive unless you allow your mind to give it form by living there. Your future does not exist, though it may inspire you to grow and to dream. You are here. You are now. You are the space between time waves. It is here, in this Aquarian air, that the full extent of your fifth dimensionality reality emerges. It is here that time bends the waves, and you can live in the space between that microtonal reality, unsanitized, untempered, and multidimensional. Right here, right now. To live in the now is to embrace the boundless freedom of existence, to wander through the corridors of time with a sense of wonder and gratitude. It is a sanctuary where the whispers of the past and the echoes of the future converge in the symphony of infinite possibilities, beckoning your soul to unfold its wings, to flow forth with the waters of the firmament, and to soar or pour beyond the temporal confines into the realm where your existence of you exists in the eternal dance of the now. It is here that the Aquarian consciousness resides, and it is within you to access if you take the time to be here. Right here.